This is Digital Dave yet again.
I'm Fast Eddie still, and this I'm hoping I don't do this. We have Lieutenant Colonel Keller with
us.
Very
good. Very good.
United States Air
you
Force.
Pass.
He's in the Armaments Division, which means that he's the guy in charge of Kaboom.
He's got the vending machine with missiles, rockets, bullets. What do you want today?
Wait a minute. Does he get to flip the switch and say, I'm too close for missiles switching to guns?
I don't know.
Well, at least he provides the ammo for it.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. So, local guy.
Yeah.
My
Oshkosh
parents.
Wait a minute. How local?
Well, local.
Just over there.
I went to high school in Germantown, Wisconsin, so just a little bit south of here. My parents grew up in Neenah, Menasha area. Went to St. Mary's High School.
It's a homecoming.
Yeah, it's a homecoming here. So we're
now.
We're
you said you had only been here one other time, which was many years back.
Yeah, many years back, and I was probably 10 or less. So you know. Well, memories of here were, you know, just in awe. I don't think I soaked up too much, but being able to do more now, it's great. What a fabulous event.
So you still
event.
Get aluminum overload then?
Yeah, exactly.
So actually, he's thinking, wow, look at all these targets.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's why he's in the Armaments Division, that's for sure.
That's
so,
right.
So what does your job entail? So, do you go around tapping bombs with hammers?
Well, so what I do, so I'm the deputy for the Air Dominance Division down at Eglin Air Force Base, and we're responsible for all air-to-air weapons capabilities that get delivered to our warfighters. So that includes AMRAAM, AIM-9X, and then some classified things we can't talk about.
Yeah,
but
we don't
want to
talk about
cool.
those. So they call you up on, well, whenever a new system comes out, then you're right there involved in
that's
checking
right.
it out.
So I work with the warfighters, so the fighter pilots, the F-22, F-15, F-16 fighter pilots, and we work on what new capabilities they need to defeat the bad guys. So
well, you know, you just mentioned something very dear to my heart, the AIM-9X. Everybody knows that as the Sidewinder.
That's right.
This thing's been around since, what, the 50s?
It's been around for a long time. So the Navy is the lead partner in that. We're a joint partner with them. So we have a contingent up at Pax River up in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And they procure that with Raytheon out at Tucson, Arizona.
I can't believe that we're still using
it
a
still
weapon
works.
System that
it
has such
works.
A legacy behind it.
Yep.
I mean,
chief.
The first ones that they developed, there were some issues with them, but they got it straight.
That's right. And it's fun just being able to stand out here, showcase some of our static displays, some inert weapons. We didn't bring any that go boom here
oh,
today,
bummer.
But being
how
able
about
to
fizz, a little smoke,
you can touch it. So we didn't want anybody to get too close to the explosives. But so it's great just seeing some of the retirees that come out and say, "Hey, I worked on that back in 19 whatever," and saying, "Wow, I can't believe you're up to the X, the AIM-9X. That's awesome." So. Yeah, definitely an amazing weapon. So.
I'm actually surprised you're not into double letters by now. It's been around
right.
so long.
The AIM-9 double X.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
We're getting close.
Yeah, well, that, when are they going to go to the AIM-10? That would be more natural.
Well, you know, the great part about it is that you know they obviously had some serious bugs at the beginning, but now it's a very successful weapon system to the point where it's still in production.
That's right.
It's
yeah.
over 50
no,
years old.
No one's ever said, don't be the first to fly the X model.
Yeah.
You know what else is really cool? I'm actually responsible for all the aerial targets that we use to test these missiles against down at Eglin. We fly these out of Tyndall Air Force Base, but I procure them out of Eglin Air Force Base. So we converted a bunch of F-16s to QF-16s, which means they're drones now. So we fly them from the ground, and then we use AMRAAMs and AIM-9Xs to shoot them down.
That's
to make
a
sure.
shame.
Yeah, it's a shame, but we need to validate those missiles to make sure that they do what they say they're going to do.
That's incredible. A radio-controlled F-16.
Yep.
I've got friends
where's Pete Malchione?
I was going to say, Pete and Dave Malchione, they'd love to get their hands on one of these things. they fly RC jets. This would be the ultimate
That's
one.
The ultimate. Yeah, that's right. And it's got an orange tail, so we put some drone equipment inside of there and just fly it from the ground.
Listen, you wouldn't
cool.
happen to have one laying around off the books,
yeah,
would
there
you?
You go. There
probably at the bottom of the Gulf, you could
yeah.
find one.
All
yeah,
right.
You'd have to find a field big enough to fly it out of.
We may have to pull a few of them up to reassemble, though.
Well, I would think that the AIM-9 is a well-proven thing. You don't need to test it so to make sure it still works.
Well, one of the things the Air Force does is it's called WESAP. Don't ask me what that acronym stands for, but it basically means that we bring in a bunch of operational pilots in from operational units and then actually let them shoot missiles out of Tyndall.
Okay.
So they do a lot of combat sorties, but don't often get to employ their air-to-air weapons. So this gives them the capability to do that
so
and test out their tactics.
So I imagine it's a real thrill for them.
Yeah. Oh, they love it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. First off, no one's shooting at them.
Exactly.
And they get to shoot.
Exactly.
And that's all you got to say right there.
I can just see it in the cockpit. He's there like, you know, the movie Independence
Day.
Oh,
here we go.
Fox 3. Whee!
I'm sure they say something.
I'm sure they do. Look at that bugger go.
Do you ever get a response from them that they were surprised because they've never actually felt what the missile firing feels like and what it looks like as it's leaving?
Yeah, they do say it's pretty exciting to see it come off the rail and go right in front of you. You know,
yeah.
That's pretty, it's exciting.
So I wasn't expecting that.
That's right.
Do you also coordinate supply logistics and things and dissemination to the different units?
We do. So we have a bunch of logistics personnel that are you know, embedded with us at Eglin. So, you know, we look at the total life cycle of the missile. So from research and development all the way into production, all the way through sustainment and to the tail end of what we have. Right?
Well, you know, that brings another question to mind. You're out there and you push the button and it goes, psst. What do you do with the dud?
Well, they bring it back. They safe
carefully.
It. Yeah, very carefully. We call it the hot gun area where they land, and they safe it. And then we take it off the jet, and usually we'll bring it back to whoever produced that missile, and they'll run some diagnostics on it to figure out what happened, and then, you know, put the fixes in for the future so that it doesn't happen again.
Well, if you identify a pattern failure, yeah.
Yeah.
What about shelf life? I mean, can a missile sit on a shelf for 10 years and then still be ready to go?
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the things we do as well. So sometimes you hear about the very high price tags of our missiles, right? But that's because we build in reliability so that when our warfighter wants to fire that missile, they know it's going to work. So that's why it's such an expensive round sometimes. But, you know, some of our adversaries don't do that same level of testing and reliability.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
So we want our pilots sitting in the cockpit to know that the missile is going to work when we say it's going to work.
Well, especially since they don't typically carry that many.
That's right.
They
yeah,
want
every
to
round
count.
Needs a count. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Well, you know, and during Vietnam War, that was something our missiles were notorious for. Was you'd aim it, it'd lock on it, and then it'd fire, and where's it going?
Yeah.
What the heck is that
yeah.
all about?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, the missile just didn't feel that good.
So obviously those failures were analyzed as much as they could, and systems have been improved. Reliability of them is now a lot better.
Exactly.
I hope.
Yeah. So you actually have a test range where you can shoot down airplanes.
We do, yeah, over the Gulf, just south of Tyndall Air Force Base.
Oh, that's no fun. I was hoping there's someplace I could sit with binoculars and watch.
Yeah,
well,
that'd
we
be
do.
Cool.
Eglin has the largest land range in the southern southeast area. So, we have all sorts of different venues that we can test in, but normally if we're going to shoot a drone down, we like to do it over the Gulf.
Okay.
Just
less complications.
Yeah, less complications, less things to start on fire, you know, things like that. So.
And you're using really old airplanes for drones, right? I mean, these
right.
are like A model F-16s.
That's right. We pull them out of the boneyard and get them ready to fly again.
Just enough fuel. Do they fly straight and narrow, or are they allowed to do evasive tactics?
Oh, they're allowed to do evasive tactics, and we try to defeat the missile if we can, just to strain it as much as possible to show that, you know, it's got game.
That's called performance testing, not straining it.
Exactly. Operational testing, yeah.
Well,
exactly.
you got to know if it's going to do everything that the manufacturer says it's going to do.
Yeah.
So you got to test it under real world conditions.
I want to know if the drone pilots take bets. Three missiles today. It's going to take three missiles.
Exactly. Well, I know we're winding down, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention my wife and kids that are sitting outside here with me. They're super excited to get here to EAA today,
oh,
be able
yeah.
to see all the amazing aircraft that are here. So shout out to my wife, Erin, and my four boys, Riley, Cooper, Brady, and Quinn.
Very good.
Love you.
Family affair.
That's right.
They're
that's
all
exactly
going to be shooting
right.
missiles.
Yeah. Christmas must be fun at your place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy brought home a sidewinder.
I was going to say, he's not allowed to bring work home. I want to thank you for joining us.
Sure.
And this is, well, we still got a couple seconds. Mm-hmm.
No, we got a minute.
We got. Well, there's a sign.
What
minute.
Is wrong with us? We're short today. Usually we're long.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my aching eyes.
Well, I threw us off a bit. But.
There you go. So you're strictly air-to-air missiles, or do you air-to-ground?
I've done air-to-ground in the past. I've worked on the JASSM missile, which is an air-launch cruise missile.
Wait a minute.
The Department of Acronyms is working overtime.
If you get a Sidewinder that doesn't fire, that's what you get, an air-to-ground missile.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. My son would be able to rattle off all the statistics and ranges and this missile can pull 37 Gs and all that stuff, but I don't know that stuff.
Well, if you guys want to see us, we're right next to the B-52 over in Boeing Plaza, so we've got some munitions over there, so come and see us. We have a JASSM, AIM-9X,
cool.
AMRAM, MALD.
All right, I'm
SDB-2.
I need to go look at that.
You got
to
look them all up.
I was over at the B-52 yesterday. It's a cool airplane.
Yeah.
I missed the missiles, though.
They were in a tent right next to the nose of the airplane.
Okay. So, well, we'll come check it out. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
Yep. We've been talking to Lieutenant Colonel Keller, Armaments Division of the Air Force. Woohoo!
And this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And this is EAA Radio, sort of.